What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Gentlemen,
yeah,
you have a type.
Oh.
A type of woman, for whatever reason, that does it for you.
Mm.
But it turns out there is more to who you're attracted to than just a crush you had as a little kid, a celebrity you fancy. Because it turns out, at least according to this, the more money you make or the economic situation you were raised in has a lot to do with men and this specific sexual preference.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you don't have a lot of money,
yeah,
chances are you like big boobs.
You like biggins?
Sure.
What?
Biggins.
What are biggins?
Big ones.
Okay.
Biggins.
Can we not start?
That used to be a magazine. It was on Married with Children. It was Ed O'Neill's favorite magazine. It was Biggins.
Are you getting mad at me?
Yes.
As you explain, that was Ed O'Neill's favorite magazine on Married with Children.
Yes.
In the year 2025. Biggins. Gotcha. Kimmy,
yeah.
This study has been done a couple of times.
You're old, man. It's got to be rich.
Anyways,
this study has been done a couple of times over the years, but the most recent one found that men who are on the lower end of income bracket were way more likely to prefer women with bigger breasts.
Okay.
Is that growing up in a certain bracket, or is that as an adult you find yourself in a certain bracket?
So we don't have a differential here. And, I mean, it is hard to climb the socioeconomic ladder, so...
Could be the same.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're having a rough time making ends meet now, chances are pretty good you had a group
of
family.
Well, I didn't know if it was like ingrained in you from the start.
It could be. So this makes sense from a caveman standpoint. Other studies have shown that men who were hungry preferred curvier women when they went out. It's a legit study. You can go look at it. And the thought process was the brain associated those curvy women know where the food is. I'm not making this up. This is scientific stuff.
Yeah.
She knows how to cook.
What was weird about this latest study, however, it wasn't just men who were currently on the lower income that loved big boobs. Okay, Kimmy, here's where it is. You're right. I'm sorry. Men that were raised poor but then came into money also preferred women with bigger breasts.
Okay.
You nailed it. So can we explain that?
That
they were raised poor, but they came into money. They still preferred women with bigger breasts.
So it has to be... That has to be within you from childhood, then.
It's instilled in you as you're growing up.
So if you're raised a rich kid, you're more than likely do not, or you're upper middle class, you don't have a hankering for big jugs.
Big jugs, yes.
Okay.
According to this study.
Well, it's not like a survival instinct for you.
At least that's what we're associating here. We're putting a lot of studies together. We are a scientific show.
So like if you're a rich guy, you've always been a rich guy, you probably like a skinnier... Not a full-figured woman.
Well, a smaller boob.
A petite.
Smaller boob.
Well, you would be a petite woman.
There can be petite women with giant boobs. We've seen.
Well, yes, because they usually get them.
Maybe. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes you just, you hit the genetic lottery.
So you got to take the
traditional
fake...
beauty genetic lottery.
All right, so you got to take the fake boobies out of this conversation.
No, fake boobies do apply here.
But that doesn't make sense.
Oh, what do you want from me, man?
Because now, if I'm rich... it's still the idea of it, I guess.
Oh, all right.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Is it true? And if so, why does it carry into adulthood? And I'm going to throw something out.
Good.
And I want you guys to tell me if you think I'm wrong. It seems here in Rochester, you can tell most of the time what side of town a woman was raised on based on the size of her breasts.
Really?
Women on the west side have bigger breasts.
Well, because you have more, ethnic groups that tend to be a little bit more... juggy.
Hey, great to work with
curvy.
You, man.
Thanks.
Well, I just said what?
Quick twitch.
I'm just saying, like, there's certain ethnic groups that the women are just seem to be more full-figured.
Kimmy, if you walk around Greece, Gates, Charlotte on a summer day.
Oh, man, they're bumping into each other.
You will see.
It's like a blimp race out there. Raxoplente.
You walk the canal in Pittsburgh or Fairport, not so much.
I guess I've never noticed that kind of thing.
Okay.
It would make percent?
I mean, you walk the canal every day.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of big boobs?
No.
Perv!
Just skinny-ass women.
Why do women with money have smaller breasts? 252-WCMF. Because that would be the, because well, I mean, there's more, you're more likely, but, better but, off living on the east side.
But with money comes better food options. You may work out more. You know what I mean? Like, you may have the time to do those things.
Okay.
You know, a healthier lifestyle if you have money, and there's, you know, more money on the east side. So that could also be why maybe you don't see it as much. Okay. I don't know.
Is it possible that men on the east side here in Rochester and men that live in wealthy neighborhoods being raised around small-breasted women prefer small breasts?
Well, because that's what you grew up with.
Exactly.
Where, so that's where your idea of a woman
well,
was.
That's why I kind of thought it came from, like, what your mom and family members looked like.
That probably has to go to it a little bit, too.
I'd like to disagree with that.
Why?
Are you kidding
me? I know
me?
It's a weird thing to say out loud, but, no, but, I mean, it's just what you're used to, not, you know.
Those are the first images of women you saw, so it's nothing pervy about it. It's just that that's what women look like.
I'm saying I want to disagree because my wife could not look any different than my mother or sisters. I mean, there's is that still a
thing
we believe?
I'm not saying it's a rubber stamp for everything.
Do we still believe that you are attracted to the type of woman your mother or your sisters are? If you
maybe time. Initially, maybe your preferences change over time, but I would think, like,
as you meet more people.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, to your point, Kimmy's husband does kind of look like your dad.
I don't think my husband looks like
my dad. Ah, see, not
like
so fun when
dad.
It's you, is it? Not so fun when it's you. He kind of is. I mean, he's tall. He's in great shape. He's a lot of fun. Has a mustache.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
But I don't see the resemblance.
Kimmy married her dad.
No, but I mean, like, if you looked at your mothers, your sisters, whatever, your aunts, those women, like, that's your images of women. So, like, when you first start to...
You think that, like, all women look like
that. Yes, until you start getting out in the world more. You start meeting more women.
Does your wife look like your mom or your sister?
No, because I'm old. But I wonder, but look at my first wife.
Okay, I've never actually seen a picture of her.
All right, so I'm starting to think of, like, my first wife looks way different, and then my second wife and my third wife.
So did your first...
As you age, you age out of that mommy preference at some point.
When you start to meet new people, realize you like different things.
Right.
Did your first wife look like your mom?
Not really.
No.
I mean.
No. It's not a rubber stamp, guys. The two examples we have.
I mean,
here.
She had a good body, but, you know, she was a kid.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Studies over the years have found that men that have more money prefer smaller breasts, whereas men that do not have money prefer larger breasts. This new study, and Kimmy nailed it, and it was my fault for not seeing
what's
it.
What's that?
That this new study shows that men that were raised poor but came into money also prefer women with bigger breasts. So there is something happening when
so they stuck with the breasts.
Yes, when you are young and not having money or young and having money, that apparently, according to this study, develops your preference for the size of breasts you are attracted to as a man. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Doug, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
So, Duff, growing up, man, I always had a good job, was able to support myself, but, bro, I could not get away from the big boobies.
Okay.
Love
sounds like you stuck at them now.
I wish, Tommy, I wish. I love big breasts, man. I always liked them.
That's
don't
awesome.
I don't know what it was about it. I mean, I had to talk a girl out of getting a breast reduction for me. I'm like, come on, don't do that.
Because your lower back will be fine, sweetheart. Everything will be okay.
I'll pay for the chiropractor. Don't get rid of those puppies. You know what I mean?
Okay, for God's sake.
No, Mike, but then I got to tell you, Doug, then I dated the local bartender girl who was petite, broke as a bitch, had the best little steep slopes I ever seen.
So your preference changed?
I don't know what he's saying.
I all
just
of a sudden like those little perky guys all of a sudden, you
okay.
know?
All right. I mean, maybe new experiences with things you didn't think you'd like would open
okay,
your eyes.
All right.
Joe, great call, buddy. Thank you for all the insight.
Go boobs.
Go
boobs. I mean, maybe you only know what you experience until you try something new.
Because I started thinking like your dad and your mom and my dad and my mom. My mother had a big set, and so did my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying, like, he married a woman that kind of had the same body as his mother.
Okay. I don't think my dad, I don't think my mom and my grandmother are on my dad's side.
Did they look alike?
I don't think so.
Because with my mother and my dad's mom, similar body shape.
My grandma on my dad's side kind of looks just like my dad.
That's not good.
He's a very beautiful man.
Yeah, but I can't imagine him as a chick.
Well, no, what was weird is her spiky hair. That was the weird part. Oh, wait, is there, you know, with this whole poor man, big boobs, rich man, small boobs, is there a female equivalent of this? A woman raised poor prefers this in a man as opposed to if she was raised with money.
I've never heard of anything like coinciding.
Okay, can I throw out a theory?
Oh, sorry.
It may not be physical because you women are more evolved than that. It does feel like the wealthier the woman, the more bland her husband is.
He's a soft boy.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a soft boy.
Right? They're like the...
He's like
the,
a sidekick more than a...
Sissy boy.
Provider.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, they still may be a provider. I'm not saying
he's like
provider.
A lap dog.
No.
He doesn't have a speaking part.
That's kind of the picture you're painting.
Well, no, let me put it this way. Their personalities are not as loud.
Okay.
They kind of blend into a crowd, and it's not a bad thing. Bro, I'm describing you, by the way.
But is it the fact that, like, he's willing to...
Like, when you're not a mic in front of here, you said you do not have a speaking role in your relationship. You walk around with your wife holding the leash while she gets social with everybody else.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, you let her shine. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
I mean... In the examples you're painting, like, that's what I picture is more like that guy's just comfortable with her, you know, stealing the show.
But then there's that other guy, you know, he's always got to have the baseball cap turned backwards. His shirt's got to say something 24/7, never shuts up.
Yeah, my brother's got that person. Look, I think if you took 10 guys between 30 and 40 that were raised with and still have money, I think they're all the same guy. Would you disagree with me, Kimmy?
What do you mean?
They like to golf. They wear some kind of polo shirt and khaki shorts all the time. They have some kind of office job, and they say the same stories over and over again.
Yeah.
Right? Like 10 guys with money between 30 and 40. Raise that way. It's the same guy.
So if you don't have – so a woman, a poor woman, would have a regular guy.
Well, I mean, a guy that's
– a guy.
All right, let me ask you this, Kimmy. Do women raised poor prefer muscular men?
Women raised poor prefer muscular.
Do they?
I have no idea.
I was spoiled as hell. I'm kidding.
No, but I mean, I don't.
Travel sack.
Okay, like a man's
thing, though, like how many guys are in that good of shape? I mean,
working man.
Well, prefer again.
Why don't you say like a working guy?
I would think like a tough guy. Okay.
I love.
But I know women
don't take
of all.
No lip.
You think you're this guy?
Broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
But
don't
like
no
a
lip.
Lot of women prefer that, no matter what their. Economic background is.
Well, but then how come you don't see women coming from wealthy families ending up with guys like that?
I'm sure it happens.
Again, it's not a rubber stamp, as Tommy said. Listen, trust me.
Got rough hands.
I don't know. I've never really, I guess I haven't paid attention, but I don't see like that being a trend.
Okay. I can think of three women with money that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of their partners.
But are you
and
talking about
all
women?
The same
but
guy.
Are you talking about women who made their own money or women that came from money?
Both. Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm speaking of women that came from money, just like we talked about men that came from money or men that didn't come from money.
Hmm.
I mean, again, I'm not trying to be insulting. You said soft boy. I did not say soft boy.
No, I said soft boy.
Boy.
Soft boy.
And
there's a knuckles.
And I'm not saying the loud, interesting type is any better.
Smooth hands. But I do have nice hands.
No, you have smooth, baby, non-working hands.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm wrong. Look.
I think you're onto something.
Look, when it comes to the women raised poor preferring muscular men, that would make sense from a cavewoman standpoint, too. And it's not like when you walk on the east side, you see tons of jack dudes walking around Fairport and Pittsford, right?
Yeah. I mean, they just look like, you know, kind of...
Like what?
Slow and soft.
What?
They could tell you which PGA tournament they went to at Oak Hill based on what their hat or polo shirt
says?
Yes,
you can.
I know. I often do wonder... What little things happened as a kid that made me prefer the specific traits that I do or whatever?
You like, in general? Or
yeah, I mean, anybody listening. Yeah. Like, something happened to us as kids, multiple things, where we decided this is what we are attracted to.
But it's also like as you experience things for the first time as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, TV, pornography, all that stuff has to go into the mix. Like, the first time you watched, looked at a dirty magazine, you saw a dirty movie. And you got stimulated by it, that might be what you locked in on.
But it had to have happened before that. Because
it's like a slow progression.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Of things that you saw.
Oh, I'm sorry. Guy who didn't understand Golisano Business Institute is going to explain to me human sexuality.
I know sexuality.
No, you don't.
Everybody knows sexuality.
You know, he does know pornography. Got to give him that.
I mean, think about this. Like, why are you attracted to your spouse? Why do you watch the adult content you do? Mm-hmm. What thing that you may not even realize have sparked these attractions that you have, and what could have changed it along the way? Like, you know, you talk about the change in preference as we get older into certain types of women based on things you've seen. That indicates maybe there's a way to spin out of whatever you're attracted to.
Well, sometimes you age out of things, too. Like, things you may have dug as a kid, probably 40, 50, my age, that doesn't interest you anymore.
Okay.
Because you were a dumb kid, and now you've had more experience, and, like, that got old pretty quick.
Okay.
I don't want to do that again. Trust me. That got expensive quick.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right, I wanted you to think of 20-year-old you.
Yeah.
I want you to describe to me physically the ideal man for 20-year-old Kimmy. What was your ultimate male
fantasy? I think number one for me was tall.
Okay, tall.
Got it. Tall.
All right, next.
I think at that age, I was figuring it out. Tall was number one. Like, so that's what I noticed
tall,
immediately.
Tall, fat guy would have done it for you?
Yeah.
But I think most women want a tall guy.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know. You know. That's what I'm saying. You know from personal experience.
Yes.
I guess what I'm asking, Kimmy,
yeah,
is the fantasy that you had for the ultimate man at 20 the same as the one you have now at 72?
I think I'd still prefer a taller guy.
Okay. But like, body type hasn't changed? You've got yourself a man cut out of granite.
I do. Yeah, I mean, I would probably prefer a muscular guy, bigger guy, just because I'm a bigger person.
I'm a big old gal, need me a big old man.
I can't feed a family of four.
I need a big old ride.
One Kimmy. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I like redheads. I was going through puberty at the same time Paramore got huge, the band with the redheaded lead singer. Right. I mean, that's interesting, too. Like, what celebrities?
Yeah, had an influence.
Like, because I don't know, like, you know, you think about, like, for
but you never, like, met anybody that looked like that celebrity. Like, that celebrity crush.
I think you find a way. Maybe it's different
for
women.
You find a connection. Mm-hmm.
Find a way to, like, squint your eyes and see it.
Okay.
Because you're right.
Like, I didn't know any guys that could dance like Justin Timberlake. You know what I mean? Like, the guys that I looked up to, like, the pop stars I looked up to as a kid, that never translated to real life.
Oh, by the way, how do you know? Did you ever ask him to dance?
I guess not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guess not.
All right, so it's weird that you don't have any control over what you're attracted to. But the situation you were in as a kid, which also you had no way of changing.
Yeah, true.
May dictate that.
Yeah.
And that maybe the idea of free will was BS the whole time. Man! All right, let's take a break.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This story is presented as heartwarming.
Okay.
A man who doesn't quit and the folks who want him around.
Fantastic.
And don't get me wrong, it is a very heartwarming story.
Mm.
But it's hard to imagine that a situation like this does not present some challenges for the other people around him.
Oh.
Because you have to watch out for the old folks, like just on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And you definitely have to watch out for them if they're participating in this. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this was a great story from Spectrum News over the weekend.
What happened?
They profiled a bunch of guys out in Irondequoit who get together every week. They play a little softball.
Okay.
But this isn't your typical rec softball game.
Oh.
The youngest guy out there on the field is 75 years old.
Wait, the young guy?
The youngest guy.
So this is like, so they have teams of these guys?
Now, I don't know how many there are. They may just get together and play. Like, they may have an or two teams, right?
75 is the youngest dude.
But here's the thing, man. He's a spry whippersnapper compared to the oldest gentleman out there. Kenny, who gets out there every week, does not let the fact that he's 94 years old.
Holy Christ.
Stop him.
Like, he's dressed and ready to go.
Yeah, he's out there playing ball. Did you see this, Kimmy?
I did.
Okay. So he's got a great story. He played baseball all his life.
Mm-hmm.
He pitched for his team in the Army when he was a vet. He's also a veteran of the old Kodak competitive softball teams.
All right, those are big.
Yeah, you got. So it's not like he's new to this.
Mm-hmm.
story on Spectrum puts it in perfect perspective, the age of this man. You ready for this?
Yep.
If Mickey Mantle were still alive today, he'd be 2 months younger than Getty.
Yeah. God damn.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
If Mickey Mantle were alive today, Getty could look at him and be like, hey, youngster, go get him a bat for me. So if you watch this piece from Spectrum, it puts a big smile on your face. And it is great that these guys at their age still have this group to spend time with to do something they love. Because that's a big issue as men get older, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Socially and physically. Yeah. Good for both of those things.
But you can't tell me when you're out there playing any sport with a guy over 90 years old, you are not nervous every second.
That you're going to hurt him?
Well,
that. Or he's going to hurt himself? He's going to die?
Every swing could be your last.
Well, yeah.
Right?
At that age, yeah.
Right?
You are running out of real estate.
All right, let me ask this question.
What?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk family because I highly doubt there are any 94-year-old men or women listening to this show right now.
Okay.
If you are a member of a family with someone who does something like this in their 90s, do you encourage this or do you try to find a way to stop it?
Well, I kind of have, you know, my brother is this guy. You know, my brother does competitive powerlifting.
And he is how old?
79 this year.
Okay.
Holy
He's got an aneurysm and he has small things in his brain that they can't explain.
Well,
but they say.
I thought small thing in your brain was a Mule trait.
Could be.
Small, and then you drop the thing in your, and then you just keep brain.
Okay,
in
so
there.
this activity, I'm guessing, is not recommended by doctors. For
well, I mean, I don't know. Like, he's got bad knees, he's got bad shoulders, but he goes, they have these like senior Olympics, and he goes to these powerlifting competitions like twice a year, and he trains for them all year round, and he does this, but like he has an aneurysm in his heart.
Okay,
and he's got. That's an issue that they probably say, don't do this, but he will not stop.
So you then should encourage him or stop him? What do you think?
I laugh at him.
Well, that doesn't help anybody.
Well, because I figure if I ridicule you, that's all I got, because you're not going to listen, so I might as well just make funny. Because like he'll go, yeah, you know, the doctor says, you know, he went and got a brain scan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, yeah, they found a lot of stuff wrong with my brain, but he said, you know, at your age, it's normal. That just doesn't sound good. So he's got problems with his brain.
Okay.
Problems with his heart. Hey, let's go pick up 1,000 pounds.
All right, let me ask you this. If he would listen to you, if he came to you and he goes, Tommy, my baby brother.
Yeah.
Fredo.
Yes.
Should I continue to do this or should I stop? You would tell him what?
I would probably say, go pick the guy.
So you'd encourage him to do it?
Not encourage, but like, I know you're not going to listen. Mm-hmm. So why, like I, every time, like, when my wife and my sister-in-law, like, we're all on the phone together, they both beat him up for doing it.
Oh, okay. So you think you have to be on his side just because other people are telling him not to do it?
Team man, Kimmy, we're all tough here.
And he ain't listening to anybody. You're not going to tell him. There's no way. This guy's 94.
Yeah.
He ain't listening to anybody. Okay. I've been doing this since World War II.
Literally.
Even if they don't listen to you, do you feel better if you at least express some concern?
Nah. Like your old man, he pushes it, right?
Well, yeah, you've had problems with this in your family.
Yeah, I mean, like, we tell him all the time, though. I mean, he's had multiple shoulder surgeries on both of his shoulders, like, but he keeps doing it and he keeps hurting his shoulders. So at some point, you got to be like, hey, maybe no more, you know, any activities that involve like raising your arms.
But he lives like a 14-year-old kid on summer break, man.
And he's got a kick-ass go-kart. You want to ride my go-kart?
Doesn't he take like day-long bicycle rides?
He does ride his bike.
There's meanders around Florida. That's like a fantasy camp. Like people should pay to do what he does for retirement.
Okay, so you sit here and you make fun of your brother all the time, and you think it's a bad idea, but now you're defending these people.
What else is there to do, man?
Okay, and I agree with you. Look.
I can't pull it all day.
There is an argument to be made for each side here. Again, we're talking about the story on Spectrum. A group of older guys out in Irondequoit, 75, the youngest guy. They get together every week. They play softball. But the oldest guy out there, his name is Kenny. He's 94, played baseball all his life, pitched on his team in the Army, veteran of the old Kodak competitive softball teams. And again, if Mickey Mantle were alive today, he'd be 2 months younger than Kenny.
Damn.
Look, you want your family member around as long as possible.
But they are going to check out.
They will. And in Kenny's case, despite being 94, he's still in good enough shape to play softball. Yeah. That's amazing. So the added risk of him getting hurt in whatever way out on that field, it would make you nervous as someone who loves this man.
Yeah.
And selfishly, the guilt you could feel if something were to go wrong and you never suggested it would be time to hang it up, maybe floating you in the direction of let's try and talk him out of this.
But there's also a beauty of you dying doing what you love. Oh, no, and I mean like holding your leg, screaming at second base because you twisted it and you're dead.
Don't you have a bigger fear, though, of telling that person to stop and that's what ends their life?
That's
you know
a valid
what I mean?
Question.
Because like you see people all the time like that will work until they're, you know, in their 80s, 90s, and then when they stop and that's when, I don't know if they just give up or their body gives
that's
up, whatever. So I would feel more guilty expressing concern and they stop and then that's it for them rather than them hurting themselves doing this thing that they love to do.
I mean, that's the big question we'll never have answered, right? Yeah. Like, does something like this potentially shorten a life or does it extend a life? Right? Because having a purpose every day.
Well, just getting up and moving, man.
Well, that too.
Having a purpose.
But okay, like the moving thing, fine. Like, yeah, you're right. It's good for your body and everything. But the mentality of having something to do that day scientifically has shown it makes you live longer.
Yeah.
So you're right, Kenny.
A goal.
Let's say you take this away from your 90-something-year-old relative and then they
die. He's going to go kaputz.
You take them out of their routine.
They're going to call him Kenny Kaputz.
Find anything to replace it with. Like, I think the social aspect of this whole thing is bigger than anything.
Yeah.
You take them away from their friends and their social life, that's not going to be good for anybody.
We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Carrie Ann writes us, my mom will be 76 years old in November, and she still rides horses. We certainly don't love this activity, but we don't stop her from enjoying what she loves. We just make sure she's safe.
That's dangerous.
How do you make sure she's safe on a horse?
Yeah. That would scare me.
So you would stop that from happening?
No, but...
No, I'm a coward.
But you could really F yourself up on a horse, man.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, telling her that, it's not like she doesn't know that
the fact that she
can
get on a horse is amazing.
Yeah, that is. It's difficult.
You know, if you play any rec league sports,
yeah,
you also may have been in one of these situations.
Where the old guy shows up?
Not 94, right?
But the oldest guy in the crew?
Yes, like whatever sport you play,
whatever
league you play in, there will always be a guy that wants to get out there despite their ever-increasing age. It happens in beer league hockey a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mean to sound disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because all those guys are great.
Yeah.
It always scares the crap out of me.
When you get the old, when you say old, how old do you think these guys are?
50, 60, 70s? Probably 60s and 70s make me nervous.
70 would be, Jesus Christ.
Out on the ice, yeah.
And it's hard to tell because, like, you know, they'll wear face cages and stuff. So unless you, like, know the guy personally, until you're, like, right up on him, like, oh, that's an old guy. You know what I mean?
Do you find yourself taking it easy on those guys? Because it is hard when sometimes those guys are being a dick to take it easy on them.
So they're never...
Because like sometimes they're like the first... I just know based on softball stories I've heard.
Okay.
They're like the first to bitch about the rules. They get hyper, hyper competitive in something you thought you were just having fun doing. And I would imagine like it's hard to pull back once they start going at you like that.
So I'm just speaking from a hockey standpoint.
Yeah.
I think the culture in beer league hockey is the older you get, the more you're there to just have fun. So I haven't had a problem with that. My fear is I don't want to treat them like a child.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're there to go out and have fun. But at the same time, I'm trying to give them space to work because God forbid I'm the one that leans on him and his hip goes.
Yeah. But this happened to your old man.
Well, he had a heart attack reffing. He didn't even make it to the ice. He was having a heart attack when he went out on the ice without knowing it to go ref hockey.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's a relatively young guy.
He was in his 50s.
Yeah, I mean, he's not, like, you know, ancient.
No, well.
I mean, he was still working.
Put a lot.
Was he retired?
No, he was still working.
Yeah.
He's still working now. Turns out you can go into a coma and still be a sheriff's deputy.
Well, good for him,
They got that new program, Comas to Badges.
But your old man's doing it right. He keeps working.
Well, he's working.
And he's working at a job he's comfortable in.
I would argue too comfortable. Yes. Well, here's the thing. But no, I'm not going to lie to you. That makes me nervous. I don't like it. I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Just based on what I witnessed of him in a hospital for 3 months, laying there in a coma and then like a childlike state.
But he still gets out every day. He's a social guy, so he likes meeting people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Talking to people. So, I mean, he's doing it right.
Well, you know, the weird thing is, like, for those who don't know, my dad had a heart attack. It was, God, like,
couple years ago.
Eight years ago? Nine years ago? It was pre-COVID.
Oh, my God.
So he was supposed to go ref a hockey game And he got there, and his reffing partner saved his life. He told him, look, you look like hell. Yeah. Like, he had felt like crap all day. He goes, get out of here. So my old man, we don't know what happened from that moment on,
because
he doesn't have any memory of it. He must have gotten in his car, and he didn't shower because his hair was still spiky. That was what the doctor said.
Okay.
He drove to the hospital while having a heart attack. He pulled up to the gate at the ER, and he said, I'm having a heart attack. They told him to pull in. He died right there. Drove his car into the hospital. They break the window. They drag his ass out
of
there.
And he's a big man.
He's 6'4".
Big old Irish cop.
Oh, yeah. He was he was a hefty man at that point. But they break the window. They drag him out of the car. They bring him up. They get him back. They save his life. And he was in a coma for like a week or two, right? And then he was in like this childlike state for like 2 months where anything like, I would talk like this. And it was the most bizarre thing.
But then he woke up. He got out of the coma.
One day he came to.
And like, what did he see? His disrespectful family.
Well, you know what the weirdest part is? Is the doctors, you know, these brain things, there's no like solution to them.
They don't know.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
So they had said, you know, like your dad could have some long-term brain damage.
Right.
And we're still waiting to figure out if that has happened. Two 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This is a good call. Joe, who I used to play hockey with, he said, Duffy, don't forget, we had a 30-something-year-old buddy have a heart attack playing hockey. My dad plays in the same league as Kenny. It's good exercise. My grandpa bowled until he was 90. Yeah, I'm not suggesting that there are no risks for any age.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
I just, you know, like, softball, I hear, with the old guys is bad. Like, that culture is...
Yeah.
They're dicks.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'm not saying Kenny's a dick here. Kenny seems like a sweet guy.
Oh, he's one of the good ones.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Hello.
Ben, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So I know Gordie Howe retired from hockey when he was 52 years old. I think he played in, what, like four different decades of hockey? So... Just let him play. As long as he's physically able to play, just let the dude play.
Okay.
Based on Gordie Howe. The one guy
that
did
Gordie Howe is an exception to that. He's like, not everybody's going to play until they're 52 at a high level. But,
well, yeah, I don't think they're playing like high-level softball out there, Ben. I mean, again, it's just something to go do, right? Okay. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Gordie Howe did it. Why can't Kenny? Nick writes us on Instagram, I played in the men's softball league this weekend. I invited my dad, thinking he would just watch. He insisted he wanted to play.
Oh, no.
He is 71, and he pitched. By the end of the game, he was covered in dirt because he fell like 10 times.
Oh, wait.
Did he fall, or was he diving? Like, diving? Put it this way. Falling on purpose or falling accidentally?
Was he falling while pitching?
Yeah. Nick just said fell.
Okay.
He goes on. He said he wanted to play next time, but I'm just not going to invite him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to say this about someone who's not a member of your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're not personally invested. You know, this is going to become way more common as time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
We're living longer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And we're more active.
And rec sports are way bigger now than it was when Kenny was growing up, despite the Kodak League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, proof of it is you have enough people over the age of 75 in Irondequoit to have a softball game.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Right, on a weekly basis. And it's probably for the best. I mean, you're right. It's better getting out there moving around than taking up all the space in a coffee shop or trying to haggle at Wegmans for better prices on the prepared food.
I think it's good as long as you know your limits.
But they don't.
Like,
so
at some age, you got to stop sliding into home plate.
Well, how am I going to beat the tag, Kimmy?
You are going to see so many... old fart wipeouts in the future.
Sounds like a new Netflix show.
Old fart wipeout. Well, think about Sexy Gary, right?
Yeah.
The guy still skateboards.
Yeah.
And he's 60.
Yeah. Our sexiest dad in Rochester.
He's on a skateboard.
Yeah, and he went to high school with my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's looks like a half pipe.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Times are tough for everybody, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
For moms, for dads, for businesses, even for the people that sneak in your kids' room at night.
What?
Well, that's what this person does.
That's not good.
Well, because if something falls out of your kid's mouth now,
yeah,
well, they're getting less money for it.
Look at this.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tooth Fairy Rewards are down 14% compared to last year.
So what was a tooth going for these days?
Okay, so the average tooth right now is worth $5.01 compared to $5.84 a year ago.
Oh.
So they're chintzing on the kid.
Yeah, chintzing on your teeth. By the way, $5 still seems really high.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
I'm also thinking, so because the average is over $5, are people giving their kid like $6?
You mean the tooth fairy?
The tooth fairy. What are they? I feel like five. It's either five or ten, right?
We could be talking 20 versus a dollar. Things that run the gamut here. Sometimes the tooth fairy will leave a 20 depending on what house they're in.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the data in this study is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because they get deep. It seems, Tommy, the first tooth is worth more.
Well, it's a big event.
The average first tooth goes for $6.24.
All right, king tooth.
But even that is down from just over $7 for a first tooth payment last year. And it also turns out, Tommy, regionally, the tooth fairy gives out different amounts of cash.
Well, there's richer areas of the country and poor areas of busted teeth.
I want you to remember that. Because kids in the South get the most money per tooth.
Oh, because they're never going to see teeth again? That was it. That was your one tooth, kid. Old chop is gone. So the South is growing bank.
In the South, the average kid gets $5.71 from the tooth fairy. We in the Northeast are second from the bottom at $4.59. Mm. Midwestern kids have it the worst. They get just under $3.50 a tooth from said tooth fairy.
Damn.
I am curious. I mean, maybe that's why five seems so high is because we're averaging $4.59 per person. I do want to talk about this. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, to all of your parents that have the tooth fairy. You're giving out money to like a 4, 5, 6-year-old.
Yeah.
You could give them a dollar. They don't know the value of money.
True.
They're just going to be excited to have a dollar.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, anytime Green shows up.
Thank you.
Like, hell yeah.
Thank you. Like, why do you feel the need? Why does the tooth fairy feel the need?
That's a good point.
To give like actual like $20.
You don't have to even give them money. You could put anything on the pillow.
Well, is your kid more aware of like what other kids are getting?
You can put a piece of candy down there, you'd probably like.
Well, no, I think the money would, because you're right. Your kid's going to go into school and they're going to say the tooth fairy brought me candy, and the other kid's going to be like, I got money. Right? And the tooth fairy story is always money. Plus, why would the tooth fairy bring you candy? It's for your teeth.
Yeah, he wants you to keep losing teeth so he can keep giving you more candy.
Are you talking about Big Fairy?
You know it.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school? This was an argument I got in with my wife.
Was what?
Over the...
How much?
Yeah.
The standard.
Well, so like the first tooth being worth more, right?
Oh.
The tooth fairy brought our oldest daughter $20.
I
didn't know the first tooth was worth more.
I didn't
That's
either.
News to me.
I did not either. Also, yeah.
$20?
Well, then it turns out my oldest anticipated that much
money.
Yeah,
I would too.
Why would you?
And that became
my teeth are valuable.
That became like a big thing because when the tooth fairy tried to switch it to a dollar... Like, my oldest was devastated.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that is
cruel. I think I'm getting a 20 and there's a lousy, dirty dollar.
Yeah, but a lousy, dirty dollar? Think about how much that would cost of her mouth.
So how many teeth do kids lose?
It's a good question. Kimmy, can you Google that?
Do you get a full set of baby teeth and they all fall out?
But I also remember losing some teeth later, not getting any, because you're at that point, I guess, the tooth fairy doesn't come anymore.
She's busy.
Yeah.
All right.
Got all this stuff going on, kids. You're smoking a cigarette outside. God damn.
Children typically lose 20 primary teeth.
Oh, so that's $400 if the tooth fairy's bringing 20 for every tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't got $400 teeth, kid.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so the good news.
What's that?
For kids these days, with the knowledge now that tooth fairy rewards are down 14% compared to last year, tooth fairy rewards are still outpacing inflation.
Okay. Right.
In 1998, the average tooth got the kid $1.30.
Right.
Today, that would be worth $2.55. So even today, with the numbers we just told you, adjusted for inflation, kids are getting double what their parents may have gotten 30 years
ago. Yeah, you're ahead of the tooth game completely.
Why? When did the Tooth Fairy decide she was kicking up her payment? Like, that's double the price in 30 years is pretty insane.
Would have to be my generation that started dropping the bank.
No, it's our generation. No, it's 98.
No, but who's putting the money under the pillow would be my generation. You'd be the kid.
I would. Well,
98, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty old, though, so I don't know if the math checks out. I mean, I get what you're trying to say.
Well, 30 years ago, I would have been 60. I would have been 30. I would have been 36.
You would have been. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would have a kid.
Yeah, I guess. But it's still hard for me to imagine you were ever 36.
I was a 36-year-old,
no,
yes.
I mean, look, you've said you've been 36.
I have photos to prove it.
Supposed pictures of you at 36.
I have speeding tickets.
But all I remember is your just melting face that sits across from me all day, every day. Yeah, you're right. So what about us, Kimmy? What about the Tooth Fairy in our generation changed where they're doubling the price of
teeth? Was the Tooth Fairy more likely back in the 90s to give change instead?
Good theory.
Because I'm thinking there were times when my Tooth Fairy dropped off quarters.
That's a good theory. You know? Well, to your point, Erica writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF. Our Tooth Fairy gives a quarter for the number of years old you are when you lose a tooth, so it goes up a bit each year. That's too much math, Erica.
Yeah, just throw them a couple of bucks and shut up.
Throw a
and
five
how often
down.
Do you have change on you today?
Well, yeah, you get. Well, I mean, the Tooth Fairy's responsible for the change, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
Well, I was just saying in general, Pat.
Connor writes us, and I've heard this story multiple times.
What's that?
It can be even worse when the Tooth Fairy has been drinking and accidentally leaves a 50 instead of a 5.
No.
That happens all the time.
Oh, my God.
All the effing time. Like, there are videos on Instagram where the kid wakes up and it's like, I got $100 from the Tooth Fairy.
What?
And you see dad like, oh, man.
But you got to be that stoned to do that.
Really?
What?
You.
What? I maintain, man. I'm not that bad.
Okay.
And I never have $100.
I also find it interesting that the Tooth Fairy continues to come all these years, because it's not like a necessary thing.
Oh, I mean, like the tradition went away?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Tooth Fairy decided to retire.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, if all parents decided the Tooth Fairy wasn't allowed in the house anymore, that would be a thing that would be over.
Yeah.
And I get that it's not a lot of money, right? But when the Tooth Fairy's scrambling to try and find a 5, and the Tooth Fairy's got to run down to the gas station
at
10 o'clock at night.
You got to break. Well, yeah, you got to break a 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I would guess the potential for the Tooth Fairy to show up also encourages that kid to, like, just get the tooth out of their mouth.
But that's the other weird thing. Like, I understand, you know, Santa comes when you are good.
Yes.
Right? So you have the ability to hold Santa over your kid's head as a hostage. Your teeth are going to fall out no matter what.
It's a guaranteed $5.
Yeah, no kid's going to try and swallow their tooth. Check it out, mommy.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, like, why? What does the Tooth Fairy continue to come for?
Yeah, because the kid did nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't earn it.
Like, why not, like, the Homework Fairy?
I would have been screwed. I would have owed money.
He's upside down.
It would be like a mob hit. They come rough me up looking for the... Where's my money? F it, pay me.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.